With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. The final in a series on tree establishment, this week we will talk about what you can do to help your tree along after it's been put in the ground. The two primary things homeowners try to do to help the tree along are mulching and staking. If there's one thing that you can do for a newly planted tree, mulch the hole with 2 inches of mulch up to 1 inch away from the base of the tree. Mulch has many proven benefits, including reducing plant competition, reducing damage from lawnmowers and other landscaping tools, regulating soil temperature, and increasing moisture retention. All of these benefits will help the tree establish more quickly, prevent injury where disease and decay can enter, and lower resource stress. Staking is the other post-planting method people commonly use. The idea behind staking is to keep the tree stable while the root system develops and to prevent the tree from leaning. Some people take it too far and tie the tree to the stakes in such a way that it cannot move at all. This leaves the trunk no room for expansion, so the trunk ends up growing around the wire, making it impossible to remove. This leads to abrasion and strangulation. Wires tying the tree to the stake should always have covering, such as garden hose, anywhere the wire touches the tree to prevent abrasive injury. The tree should also be able to move in the wires. As long as you leveled out the tree during planting and allow the tree room to breathe, the expanding root system should provide all of the stability a tree needs. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu.